It's certainly a very, I think, brave move for people, but also such a great idea to continue your education no matter when that is. If you're like me and you got your four-year degree and you just went right into the workforce, great. But I could tell you at the almost ripe age of 36, yes, my birthday is in a week, I have thought a lot about going back to school for many different things, whether it's to learn a language, whether it's to get a certification, or to just, again, continue my education. And I don't want to share my own experience because I have not gone back to school. But again, I know it's a thought that a lot of people my age and even older have thought about. I wanted to get perspective from somebody who literally understands this better than probably most. And that is Keith Hassel, who is the executive director of graduate admissions over at Sacred Heart University. Keith, welcome. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. And maybe you are one of the people I need to talk to about going back to school.
I am happy to help you. Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Okay, well, first and foremost, Keith, do you guys offer Italian? I'm not
Listen,
joking.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, no, cool. Because I want to go back to Italy with my family. I'm 50% Italian. And I really want to learn. But now,
there's even study abroad opportunities for graduate students. So
perfect.
If you wanted to get your feet wet and study while you're actually on vacation, that's still an opportunity for you.
Wow. See, you're doing exactly the Lord's work right there. You clearly understand graduate admissions, and I do want to ask you. Obviously, you know, getting away from some of the things that I've certainly thought about just myself in the last decade since over a decade graduated from college. What would you say are some of the biggest reasons people decide to go back to graduate school later in their careers?
Absolutely. And, and it's interesting because I think years ago, many folks used to believe that when you're going to graduate school, it was solely just when I go to undergraduate and I go directly in. Mm-hmm. Now we're really seeing the demographics are changing. We're seeing a lot of folks who are, whether they are looking to do a career change, whether they're looking to get advancement within their current role, even just academic or their own personal goals, or even just opening up doors for the next step. The biggest thing is that, it's never too late. We hear of a lot of people, and I speak to a lot of returning adults who say, I haven't been to school in 10 years and 20 years, and it can be overwhelming. The biggest thing is just taking the next step and exploring how a graduate program ultimately can help you with taking that next step. We always say that in life that you're always learning, and advancing your education is just a great way to learn new tools, trends, needs of a particular industry, and learn from those who are actual working practitioners within those fields.
I mean, and give us an example, Keith, or a couple even, just to give an idea of how can earning an advanced degree help reach personal or professional goals. I mean, say you've been in your career, like you said, 10, 20, 30 years, and you think, maybe I go back to school. Besides wanting to learn more, because that is one of the biggest things,
yeah.
I think people just want to continue to learn. In fact, my grandfather went back to school, and I'll never forget him doing this. He was in his 60s when he was alive, and he went back to school. And actually, I believe it was Sacred Heart that he went to.
Perfect.
So I'm curious, when we talk about advancing your degree, how does that get people closer to their personal or professional goals, especially if they're already established in their careers?
Absolutely. A biggest thing that people think is that, one, I'm just looking to advance myself. I want to make some more money. But, it goes far beyond that. So even just an instance, last week I was working with someone, she was getting close to retirement. However, she was still young and she was thinking that I'm not done working. So she was looking into a PhD program where she's had this established career in marketing, but she was looking into her PhD in organizational development, seeing how she can maybe open doors to do organizational leadership, to do consulting work, or even teach in higher education. So one, it just expands your, what we always call like your portfolio, expands your resume. You have that additional training because there may be things that are out there, there may be jobs, or there may be areas that you haven't explored yet that a graduate degree can ultimately help you with the next step. In addition, a big thing about a graduate program is the professional network. Being able to be connected to folks who aren't already within your network, but they can help you with, seeing things that might be out there that aren't necessarily on your radar right now. So, there's a variety of different things of not only just looking for, financial advancement, but I have a friend where a couple years ago, he's very established in his career, he's doing well, but he hit a wall where if he didn't get his advanced degree, it was an accounting degree, he would not be able to take the next step. So there are a lot of things where, he was even saying, well, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get my master's within 2 years of undergraduate. He just now he's 45 and he's thinking, all right, well, now I have to do it. I have no other choice. So again, it really just depends on on the timing, but we are here also to help you explore those options, see what might be right for you, but also is an academic program going to help you reach those goals or make that big of a difference for you?
Well, and it seems like, Keith, Sacred Heart has a wide variety of graduate programs.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, what are some of the options available and how do you accommodate busy adults?
Absolutely. So we have, you know, over 40 different graduate degrees, everything from graduate certificates, master's degrees, doctoral degrees. You know, and the biggest thing, too, is, you know, it's no longer just I have to be on campus multiple days a week studying. Now, we do have our, obviously, you know, our on-ground courses where it's maybe once or twice a week, usually in the evening, so folks can be working while they are actually going to school. But we also have other flexible options that are geared towards working professionals, those with life commitments, families. So we have hybrid programs where maybe once a month you have to come to campus. We have fully online programs, but we also have synchronous and asynchronous online programs. So for those who don't know, synchronous is where it's an online program and we have a live session. So I'm meeting at 6 o'clock Wednesday evenings and we're all together. But that also doesn't work for, you know, many professionals who have kids who are in soccer or have, you know, jobs that aren't necessarily 9 to 5. So we have asynchronous programs. Those are where there's not necessarily live sessions. Instead, you have assignments that are posted weekly. You could do that work at your own pace, and then you submit your work. So we wanted to make sure that we have flexible modalities and flexible delivery options because everybody is at a different pace. You know, everybody has different life commitments, and we don't want you to have to put your life on hold to go back to school. We want it to be accessible, and we want it to be attainable.
What would you say, and again, Keith is the executive director of graduate admissions at Sacred Heart University. You know, to your very early point, Keith, in this conversation, it can feel very overwhelming just to even make the decision to want to go back to school. Like you said, it's kind of scary. I have to say, like I said, I've been out of school now 13 years. And so even the idea of going back to school kind of sounds scary, very out of touch. And again, I'm in my 30s. I have people like my parents who are in their 60s and 70s, and they've debated, you know, do I go back to school? Do I, you know, and they're retired. So, you know, what would you say about exploring graduate programs at Sacred Heart? I mean, what is kind of the easiest way? What would you suggest for people?
Absolutely. So like we said, you know, we have over 40 programs. So I would recommend, you know, take a look at our website. Take a look at some of the programs that we have offered. But the biggest thing is reach out to us. You know, us as admissions counselors, we're not only here to, okay, you're interested in the MBA program or our business analytics program or a finance program. Now let's look into that. We're also here to help you explore what are your professional goals and what programs might be able to support that. Now, even myself, you know, I actually, before I was in graduate admissions, I spent 15 years as a career coach. That is what we do. We help you with exploring the options, and we don't expect you to have your entire life figured out. We're here to help you kind of plan this out, you know, and help you go over your options. But I will say one of my favorite pieces of my job is that, you know, I meet with these returning adults who are so nervous. They're overwhelmed. They're not sure. We go through the options. You know, they decide they want to move forward with a graduate program. Fast forward a year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, we see them walk across the stage. And it's so nice to see that, you know, short time ago, you thought this wasn't possible, and now you've done it. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, and like Melissa, how you said, you know, you thought about going back to school, and the years fly by, you know, but I would definitely say reach out to graduate admissions, visit our website, but it all starts with a conversation, and we're happy to walk you through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the website, of course, is sacredheart.edu, all spelled out. You can also check them on their social media channels, like Sacred Heart University, at Sacred Heart University, all spelled out. Keith, I want to thank you for what you do as the Executive Director of Graduate Admissions at Sacred Heart University. And thanks for having this conversation. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And happy early birthday. And we look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you, Keith. That's so nice of you. I appreciate it. Yes, maybe I will gift myself with going back to school. That's my gift.
You let me know, and I'm happy to walk you through that process.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Keith, thank you again so much. We so appreciate your time here on WACC.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Keith Hassel again, who is the Executive Director of Graduate Admissions at Sacred Heart University, right here on WACC.